Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. I'm Kara Tabor. On April 7th, Columbia will see a competitive city council race with nine candidates running for the first ward seat alone. One candidate in particular has a unique pulse on the community. Sal Nuccio has owned Eastside Tavern on West Broadway for the past 17 years, and now he's making his second run for local office. He previously ran for mayor in 2010. Nuccio spoke with KBIA's Emerald O'Brien on his perspectives on the community from behind the bar.
Local politics it always seems to be a topic around the bar. I have all kinds of people come to me with questions, you know what I mean, because they know I've been in the community for so long. And when I thought about it for a while, I'm like, well, you know, you've been here for almost two decades. There's not many business owners in this community that have been around as long as you. I mean, just based on that alone, I've acquired enough information and common sense to have a good look on what's good and what's bad for Ward 1, especially the downtown area. And I know there's a lot of people in Ward 1 who think, oh, well, he's just a business guy in the downtown area. That's all on his mind. That's not true, but I'll admit it is a focus, and they have to admit also that this area is pretty much the lifeblood of Ward 1.
Is that the main way that being a business owner do you think would equip you for local office, is just that you have this kind of pulse on the community, or is there anything else?
I would take the position more as like a public servant. I didn't even know till the other day somebody told me that a ward representative actually gets paid these days. I don't know. The last time I checked and stuff like that was 4 or 5 years ago. So I thought it was just a public service to begin with. I didn't even know it was a paying gig. But I would still see it as a public service where I would be in contact with the people of Ward 1 and actually take note of their wants and desires, especially when it comes to voting on certain topics, when even if my own personal view was different than theirs, I would still go with the majority and not vote with my own personal feelings. And I think a lot of people would kind of dig that because, you know, I mean, this way they could still get what they want even if their representative tries to talk them out of it.
Kind of along that line, what are you hearing from people as the biggest issues for this election?
The overdevelopment, the strain that it's putting on the infrastructure, what are we going to do to expand it? People are very concerned about that. And that, to me, that's the biggest issue. If we're going to continue to build in this ward, we have to start taking responsible steps to expanding the infrastructure and finding out who's going to pay for it. I don't see why the citizens of Ward 1 should have to pay for it. I think the developers should have to pay for it, at least half up, and you know, maybe pay the rest off over the course of 10 years. Something, a reasonable agreement.
So how do you, as a business owner, make sure that your own personal business interests stay separate from your politics?
I've been making sure not to use the business in any way. Like, you know, I haven't tried to do any fundraisers here where I'm actually doing a fundraiser and making money and selling beer at the same time. I mean, I'm not going to touch anything like that. One of the things that I would like to do if I do get into office is I would like to do a monthly council person pub crawl and to drum up business, because I know I can get hundreds of people to show up for that once a month. And what I would do with that is keep my own business out of it as proof that I'm not trying to profit from it. So I would design a pub crawl to generate income for some of the other surrounding bars and not be involved myself. I'll sacrifice myself as proof that, hey, I'm not trying to make money here. I'm trying to help everybody else.
Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat. For KBIA News, I'm Kara Tabor.